like to nominate for Here to Help, drop us a line. I'm Kay McIntyre for Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Friday evening, November 28th, and all day Saturday, November 29th at the Lawrence Arts Center in downtown Lawrence. Open to the public.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next on Kansas Public Radio, it's Weekend Edition Saturday. We've got the latest news from NPR just 1 minute away. The time is 7 o'clock.
Administration, even when she's supposed to be working, unquote. Rob Stein, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Several federal agencies have announced that they're expanding their presence in Wichita. Meg Britton Mellish has this report.
Wichita will be the Kansas headquarters for an FBI and Homeland Security Investigation Task Force. Four Midwestern task forces will focus on cartels, foreign gangs, and transnational criminal organizations. Mark Zito with Homeland Security says his agency is considering using space at Wichita State as the task force office.
Every federal agency and all the state and local partners all sitting in workstations all in the same room so that we're working the cases together. That's how things have to work for the future. This is the future of law enforcement.
Members of the Kansas Task Force include Wichita Police, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, U.S. Marshals, the IRS, and the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
It's been 50 years since researchers found herbicide-resistant weeds in Kansas, but there's been recent progress. Scientists have only discovered two new cases since 2021. Patrick Geyer is a weed scientist for Kansas State University. He says the continuous use of herbicides led to the resistance, and farmers today are paying the price.
They may have to change either their cultural or their mechanical practices. That can require a big investment in, say, machinery or time.
After extensive research, farmers in Kansas are getting better at weed management and not relying solely on chemical solutions.
Support for NPR comes from The Economist. In a world of rapid change, The Economist seeks to cut through the noise to offer insight into what matters now and what's coming next. Daily global reporting, podcasts, and videos at economist.com/NPR. This is NPR.
Mostly sunny skies today. We do have some patchy fog out there right now, expected to lift by about 9 o'clock this morning. Highs today in the mid-70s. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. They'll shift to the north this afternoon with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 60s. It's 54 degrees in Lawrence. I'm Kay McIntyre.
Remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
We hope that includes us. You're listening to NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, it seems that whales belong to distinct social groups with habits and diets. Orca mapping. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio. If you've not yet purchased your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas, wait no longer. Tickets to our annual holiday bash with the KC Jazz Orchestra sold out last year. So get your tickets now and join us Saturday night, December 13th. Tickets are available at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. KPR's Big Band Christmas is made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
We've got some patchy fog in low-lying areas this morning, otherwise mostly sunny skies today. Highs in the mid-70s. Winds from the southwest, 5 to 15 miles per hour. They'll shift to the north this afternoon. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the lower 60s. It's 54 in Lawrence, 54 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, through the Schmidts
had hoped to share their good fortune.
I did good over there. I did business. I'm an honest man.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. We hear from U.S. citizens in mourning on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, the Blues Brothers are back. Well, sort of. We'll hear from Stella Aykroyd and actor Dan Aykroyd. They co-authored the graphic novel Blues Brothers, The Escape of Joliet Jake. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Join us later today for Classics by Request with Destiny, the show where you pick the playlist. We've got some violin, Vivaldi's Four Seasons, Beethoven and Brahms, and some harp to pull at your heartstrings. That's Classics by Request from 1 to 4 o'clock this afternoon on KPR1 stations. On KPR2, it's BBC.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
NPR comes from this station and from Legacy. From Cigna Healthcare, a health benefits provider that advocates for better health through every stage of life. Learn more at Cigna.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up here on Kansas Public Radio. Then join us tonight for Live at Green Lady Lounge. We'll be hearing from Guitar Elation. It's a band that features not one, but two guitarists, Brian Baggett and Danny Embry. Live at Green Lady Lounge, open for business this evening on KPR.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves. Applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
close to record setting. This storm might also cause delays at LAX and even generate some small tornadoes. Luckily, those don't usually cause much damage here. For NPR News, I'm Jacob Margolis in Los Angeles.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Travelers at the Kansas City International Airport earlier this month may have been exposed to measles. KNBC reports that the Kansas City, Missouri Health Department announced a confirmed case of measles in a Kansas resident who visited KCI on November 5th between 2 a.m. and noon, and again in the early morning hours of November 10th. Anyone who was exposed would likely develop symptoms between November 12th and December 1st. Measles is a highly infectious respiratory disease, but the risk of getting sick is very low for people who are vaccinated. Health department officials urge anyone who may have been exposed to get vaccinated and monitor themselves for symptoms. The University of Kansas Health System will provide medical services for fans and visitors when the Kansas City area hosts World Cup events next summer. Dylan Lyson has this report.
The Kansas City, Kansas Medical Center will serve as an official healthcare partner for World Cup events in the metro. That includes providing first aid to spectators at Arrowhead Stadium during soccer matches and helping lead medical care planning for visitors. Officials say the medical center will plan for issues like heat illness and surges in demand for medical care during large events. The World Cup is expected to bring hundreds of thousands of visitors to the Kansas City area for six soccer matches in June and July. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Speaking of soccer, KU advances to the second round of the NCAA tournament. They beat California Baptist last night 3-1. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies, but we've got some clouds in the area this morning and some patchy fog for the next hour or so. Highs today in the mid-70s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Sunny and cooler tomorrow with highs in the low 60s. It's 56 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, there are many ways to grieve. Just ahead, we hear about a support group who's taking their grief one step at a time. Literally. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Don't wait. Get your tickets now for KPR's Big Band Christmas and join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out, so get your tickets now at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Then join us for an evening of big band holiday favorites with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Find out more about our Big Band Christmas at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
We've got cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this morning. It should become mostly sunny, highs today in the mid-70s. It's 61 in Chanute, 56 in Emporia, 57 here in Lawrence, 52 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes live.
Huge opportunities for students in our area. If you've got technician connected to your job title, you're going to do well right now in this economy.
The fact that we do offer trades, this might be a moment in time where we get better recognition.
That and all the news, Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join Aisha Roscoe and me, Kay McIntyre, tomorrow morning for Weekend Edition Sunday from 7 to 10 o'clock on the stations of Kansas Public Radio. That includes 91.5 Lawrence here in Lawrence and 99.5 in Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum, now till December 31st. Details at lecomptonkansas.com.
Coming up, it's Saturday Sports with Howard Bryant. We'll talk about the most valuable player awards in Major League Baseball and the NFL playoff picture. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday here on KPR. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today, although we've got some clouds in the area this morning. Highs today in the mid-70s. Sunny for tomorrow with highs in the lower 60s. It's 58 degrees and cloudy in Emporia, 54 in Manhattan, in Topeka, 57 degrees. This is KPR.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, RWJF is a national philanthropy working toward a future where health is no longer a privilege, but a right. Learn more at rwjf.org. From the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at lodestarfoundation.org. And from listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott.
Working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Saturday. The latest news coming up in just about a minute and a half. And then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
We've got mostly cloudy skies this morning. Our forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 60 degrees in Topeka.